Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, and a warm welcome to all of you from your community radio station, KKRN, in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. Thanks so much for joining me. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 5 to 7 a.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians, with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. You can also find updated news and information about Intermountain Classics on Facebook. This weekend's broadcast of Intermountain Classics comes with a bit of an unusual twist to it. We open the program with a selection of Beatles tunes, as played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, part of a tribute to North State Symphony's A Splash of Favorites Pops concerts next weekend. The concerts will highlight favorite and current popular music from Broadway shows, television and film, and the ever-popular Star Wars soundtrack. Chico-based Uncle Dad's Art Collective will join the orchestra for a special jam session with arrangements that add splashes of rock, jazz, and indie music from artists as diverse as Debussy, Ellington, The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, and Daft Punk. Then in the second hour of the show, we will hear the beautiful Requiem in D Minor by French composer Gabriel Fauré, a work to be performed live next weekend by the Simpson University Chorale and Trinity Repertory Singers, with performances both in Reading and Weaverville. Stay tuned for this program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics every Saturday night and Sunday morning on your community radio station for Reading and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you have liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much. And if not, I hope you will consider doing so. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Reading and Shasta County area. Here are some events for the coming month. North State Symphony expands the diversity of musical experiences available to our communities with next weekend's introduction of a new pop series, A Splash of Favorites, highlighting many old favorites and current popular music in a unique and eclectic format. The orchestra will play music from Broadway shows, television, and film, including popular favorites from the Star Wars soundtrack. In the second half of the concert, guest artist Uncle Dad's Art Collective joins the orchestra for a special jam session with arrangements that add splashes of rock, jazz, and indie music from artists as diverse as Debussy, Ellington, The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, and Daft Punk. Uncle Dad's Art Collective is a Chico-based group that aims to foster a vibrant and diverse culture of theater, music, dance, and other performing arts, and to leverage the artistic ideas of its members and collaborators in a way that makes a significant positive impact for the individual artist, the collective, and the community. For tickets or more information, please consult the North State Symphony website, northstatesymphony.org. Piano Voce returns to Reading in April to present another of the unique creative concerts we have come to expect of this innovative group from Humboldt County. The group performs concerts built around a thematic idea, incorporating classical music from all musical periods beyond the Renaissance, plus jazz. Their April recital, titled Spiritus, is based on two pieces the group has long waited to do. Antonin Dvorak's from the Bohemian Forest and contemporary composer Carlisle Flood's Pilgrimage, solo cantata on biblical texts. The concert concludes with a selection of arrangements from the cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach. The performance will be held at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, April 14th at Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading. The Simpson University Music Department presents a concert of choral music on Friday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. in the James M. Grant Student Life Center on the Simpson University campus, with a second performance on Sunday, April 9th at 3 p.m. in the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center in Weaverville. Featured will be the Requiem Mass by Gabriel Fauré, sung by the combined Simpson Chorale and Trinity Repertory Singers, accompanied by members of the Shasta Symphony. For tickets or more information, go to simpsonu.edu/musicevents. Riverfront Playhouse presents a summer theater workshop with internationally acclaimed playwright, musician, and producer Michael Gilbo of New York City and the University of Great Falls, Montana. Workshops will take place from June 5th through the 17th, with a 50-student limit for ages 12 and up. There will also be two full-day Saturday adult workshops offered in advanced acting and directing. For more information, call 530-722-0504 or email theatermaven3@gmail.com. For a full syllabus and class descriptions, go to riverfrontplayhouse.net. Hello, and welcome to Intermountain Classics, and thanks for listening. My name is Tom Diskin. This week, I'm featuring two local concerts happening next weekend here in the North State. North State Symphony's first ever Springs Pops Concert, and Simpson University's Chorale and Trinity Repertory Singers' performance of the Foray Requiem. We've just heard a performance of the Light Cavalry Overture by Franz von Suppé, one of the works to be heard at North State Symphony's Pops Concert next weekend. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with Scott Seaton, Artistic Director and Conductor of the North State Symphony, talking about the symphony's latest addition to this year's concert season, a first-ever spring Pops Concert taking place next weekend. In just a few moments, we will hear from Maestro Seaton talking about next weekend's concert. Conductor Scott Seaton is currently music director of the North State Symphony and has led them since the 2015-2016 season. Prior to that, he completed several seasons as music director of the Minot Symphony Orchestra in North Dakota, where he conducted classical family education and pops concerts. Additionally, he has served as assistant conductor of the Festival Opera in Walnut Creek, California. He has held posts with the Kent State University Orchestra, the Lakeland Civic Orchestra, the Orchestra of the University of Montreal, the Davidson College Symphony Orchestra, the New England Collective Chamber Orchestra, the New England Conservatory Symphony, the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra and Opera Theater, the Nashville Intercollegiate Orchestra, and the National Youth Symphony, among others. Originally from Nashville, Tennessee, Seaton has earned degrees from the University of Montreal, the New England Conservatory, and the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. Scott's mentors include Michael Morgan, Jean-Francois Rives, Robin Fountain, and Charles Peltz. Seaton has undertaken additional studies with Kurt Mazur, David Zinman, Stefan Asbury, Gustav Meyer, Maren Alsop, Jorma Panula, Larry Rakieff, Kenneth Kiesler, Alexander Michaelwaite, Peter Estvos, and Zos Nagy, among others. Welcome back to Intermountain Classics, Scott.
Great to be here, Tom.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, this has been quite a busy and active season for you and North State Symphony. The last time we talked was just prior to the New Year's Eve gala concert and the Leap into Spring concert that took place last month. How's the season going, and what are some of the highlights so far?
Oh, it's been going great. I mean, it's a very busy season for us. We're obviously trying a lot of new and exciting things, but I'd say, of course, most exciting is our new pop series, which did start on New Year's Eve and is, you know, continuing in April, so...
Wow, what a great idea that is. You know, that's just, that should really bring more people to the audiences, I would think.
Well, yeah, and you know, I really hope it catches on because it's such an incredible opportunity to play such a wide variety of music that a lot of people wouldn't ordinarily expect a symphony orchestra to play. Mm-hmm. But even those who do expect, you know, certain things, you know, we are trying to reach out to some of the lighter classics that you might have seen in, like, the Boston Pops days under Arthur Fiedler, right. You know, those types of things. There's just so much opportunity to reach across the board and do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do on our four standard subscription sets. So,
yeah, I know in with this radio show, with Intermountain Classics, I do a feature occasionally called Boundaries and Crossovers, where I do... different styles of music that have been influenced by the classics, but have kind of gone a little farther, and things like movie soundtracks and musicals and some jazz tunes. I've played some things by Wynton Marsalis and the Turtle Island String Quartet, and it's just, you know, there's just so much influence across the board.
Exactly.
So those are really some great successes. And now coming up next weekend, is your next big event, the Spring Pops Concert, which you're calling A Splash of Favorites. This is a new feature, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. So, you know, to start this idea of what a pop series is to a region that is, I think, largely unfamiliar with it, and I thought, why not reach across the board, not just in terms of trying something different concert-wise, but within the concert, trying and pinpointing so many different things. You know, it's sort of a lot of digging into the nostalgic portions of people and trying to reach out and think, oh yeah, I know exactly what that is. You know, it's more of just anything and everything is probably going to be on this concert. I mean, we're starting out, for example, and this is the most classical piece on the program with Von Suppe's Light Cavalry Overture, which everybody knows, even if they don't know what the title of the piece is. Mm-hmm. They've heard it in old Western movies, they've heard it in cartoons, they've heard it on, you know, commercials and radio and all kinds of things. So, and I'm sure once they hear the trumpets going, I'll be like, oh, I know exactly what this piece is.
Oh, yes.
But we go from there to a Mancini tribute, which, you know, is significant for me because, you know, Henry Mancini is one of the reasons I'm in music to begin with, mm-hmm. having been inspired by the theme from the Pink Panther when I started playing saxophone. So we're going to Mancini, and then there's, of course, you know, a snippet of Sousa. We're doing some Beatles stuff. Jesus Christ Superstar. We're doing a TV spectacular, a sort of a collage of TV themes, and then the first half of the program ends with Star Wars. I couldn't think of a better way to end the first half mm-hmm. of a concert like mm-hmm. this. And I think it's important for the audience to know that this concert, while it features Uncle Dad's Art Collective, they are playing only on the second half. So the first half is all orchestral favorites, mm-hmm. and. You know, if you're like, oh, I don't want to go and just see a band for a little time, well, you don't have to, because the first half, which is, as I just listed, pretty significant, has all kinds of things that would appeal to a lot of different people.
Oh.
But for me, the opportunity to collaborate with such a talented group of individuals on the second half is what I'm really looking forward to. And Uncle Dad's Art Collective has done amazing things in the region, and they, you know, they've done several sold out shows recently, from Beatles to Queen, and I'm really excited to see, you know, how this plays out, because they're doing, you know, they're starting their set with us with Debussy's Clair de Lune. I mean, how different is that? And you know, we're reaching out from that to Duke Ellington, Frankie Valli, Simon and Garfunkel, the Carpenters, you know, in their "Close to You" song, Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, Beach Boys, Soundgarden, and you know, other things, ending with Tears of Fear. So it's really
wow, that's
the size.
That
enough.
Is quite a variety right there.
It is a true variety show. I mean, you will be on the edge of your seat the entire time, mm-hmm. because it's just going to be one different thing after right. another.
So are they doing that kind of as a medley where they kind of go from one to the other, or are they more like separate songs that they're going to be doing?
Well, they're separate songs, but I'm sure that some of it will easily lead into the next. I mean, it'll be a very cohesive set by the time we're all done with it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're actually starting rehearsals. You know, our rehearsals will have started about 2 weeks before the show, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of time to sort of think about how all this is going to fit together.
Sure, sure. And is the orchestra involved in the second half, or is
oh,
it
absolutely,
just...
yes. Yeah. The North State Symphony is you know, part of the entire scene on the second half. So we're you know, we had special arrangements made of all these tunes by Uncle Dad's Art Collective for the orchestra and their group. So. It's just a huge fun collaboration for the
mm-hmm. I'm sure that my audience here in my listeners here in the Reading area are very curious about Uncle Dad's Art Collective. I believe that's a Chico based group. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, they are Chico based, but you know, they have huge potential to be a lot more than that, and that's why I'm excited to introduce them to Reading as well, because mm-hmm. I think I think they're really going to take off.
Wow, that sounds great. How many are in the group?
Well, that's the great thing. You know, it's a collective. So the number of people that are in any specific show really depends on, you know, the type of music being performed. So for this one, you know, I'm not sure exactly yet, but they, you know, they work that out within themselves, who is needed on each specific piece. It's more of they draw from a body of people, a body of artists for each given show that they do.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. So that second half is going to be it's going to be such variety of different types of tunes and different styles of music along with the orchestra. So
right,
this should be a really exciting concert. So and you certainly sound very, very enthusiastic about it.
Oh, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this season it's probably one of the most fun concerts that we're doing.
Yeah.
And for me, I mean, just the fact that I get to conduct, you know, a lot of my favorite music from Star Wars to Henry Mancini, I'm going to have a blast up there.
Oh, that sounds really great. Well, thank you for talking to me about this. This is it's going to be a really fun concert, and I certainly do want to encourage all my listeners out there to attend one of the two concerts. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell my listeners or anything special to listen for in the music?
Well, really, I mean, just come out and have a lot of fun. You know, this whole concert, speaking in sort of a longer range, April and May, this concert is the appetizer to May. And May is going to be the real steak coming up as far as our season is concerned, because it's one of the biggest events. When any symphony performs a Mahler symphony, that is an event. That is an experience that, especially in this region, you just don't get to experience that often. So, you know, come out with us in April and have a lot of fun and listen to a lot of variety, and then come back in May and see just, you know, how far the other side of the spectrum goes, because it's so very exciting.
Which Mahler are you doing in May?
Mahler's Fifth Symphony.
Mahler's Fifth, okay.
That's, yep, and we're collaborating with Shasta College Theater Department and providing a real unique symphonic experience.
Wow, that's
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that is very exciting. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for talking to us about this really fun Pops concert, and that's going to be next weekend. And we really appreciate your taking the time to give us some more of the nitty-gritty details of what's going on, and also the look into the future towards the end of the season.
Oh, my pleasure, Tom. Always great to chat with you.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take care. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for tuning in. We've been listening to Scott Seaton, conductor and artistic director of North State Symphony, telling us about the symphony's special Pops concert coming up next weekend. Please consult the symphony's website, northstatesymphony.org, for more information or to order tickets. Now let's hear some more very popular classical Pops tunes. One of the most popular and best-known composers of movie music is John Williams, composer for Jaws, the Star Wars series, Superman, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, the Indiana Jones series, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, the first three Harry Potter films, and many more. Here are two medleys of some of his best-known music, first from the Star Wars series, followed by Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire Concert Suite. We've been listening to two medleys of movie music composed by John Williams. You heard music from the earlier Star Wars movies, followed by the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire concert suite. The musical is a movement in modern American stage and theater that has produced some of the most beloved and memorable music ever written. Here is a selection from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, with music written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
Well, no program of classical pops music can be complete without the Beatles. Let's listen to Ticket to Ride, as performed by the Swingle Singers. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. In this first hour of Intermountain Classics, we've heard selections of light classical pops music featuring marches, a medley of favorite Beatles tunes, selections from movies and musicals, and other popular musical treats. A special feature was an exclusive interview with Maestro Scott Seaton, conductor and artistic director of North State Symphony, talking about next weekend's first ever Symphony Pops concert, which will include many of the tunes you heard in this program. Stay tuned. The second hour of the program is coming right up with a beautiful suite in the Baroque style by 20th century composer John Rutter and the beautiful Requiem Mass by French composer Gabriel Fauré.